Paid for by IMIC Incorporated.
The Cure with Amy Cabo is brought to you by IMIC Research. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, and I'm joined by my co-host for today, Gilbert.
Hi, Amy. Great to be here sharing with you. I know you have a powerful message to share today, but I want to know, what is it what you're going to share with our audience this afternoon on The Cure?
Well, Gilberto, the topic holds very dear, near to my heart. Our topic is one that affects millions, over 30% of the population. As a matter of fact, today we'll be talking about depression. And something about depression is that it not only affects the person struggling with it, but it can have tremendous impacts on their loved ones, friends, and coworkers. And I speak from experience, as I've suffered for many years with this disorder. And Gilbert, we did speak about, in our last week's show, we did speak about depression. And we were fortunate to have Dr. Boris Nikolov, the administrator of Neurosciences Clinical Research Center in Miami. And we discussed the impact of this disorder as well as possible treatment options.
You're right, Amy. We did begin our discussion about depression last week's show, where we were fortunate to have our special guest, Dr. Boris Nikolov, administrator of our Neuroscience Medical Clinic in Miami. We discussed the impact of this disorder as well as a possible treatment option.
Yes. And Gilbert, if you can wreak havoc on your mind, your body, your spirit, it can negatively affect you the way that you feel. It can affect the way that you think and even how you act. It can cause you to feel sad, to lose interest in things that you once loved to do. It can affect your appetite, your sleep. It can take away your energy, making it difficult some days to even get out of bed. You can have difficulty thinking, and sometimes you can feel overwhelmed with complete feelings of worthlessness and even guilt. It can be a quite debilitating condition. And you can even, believe it or not, depending on the phase or stage in your life that you're in or what you're going through, it can even give you physical ailments, stomach pains, headaches.
Amy, I didn't have any idea about depression. I didn't know that it affected your body in so many different ways. How is that?
Well, I think most people don't think how debilitating it can be. I can honestly say that I've experienced a lot of these symptoms and more in different stages of my life, as I've been struggling with depression for about 30 years, which is one of the primary reasons why I chose to write my book, to cause awareness, to let people know that, you know, people could go through many different things in life. And unfortunately, bad things do happen in life. And one of the things that could be a consequence of going through challenges in life is that you have depression. For you can have depression from many different ailments. And I wanted to share my story with people and let them know that they're not alone.
Amy, I know that you have overcome so many obstacles in your life. Would you share one of your stories, of your testimony, of what you have written in your book?
Sure. The way I've always dealt with depression throughout my life, basically when I was a child, I think God really does protect the young ones, because I never knew the abuse that was happening to me was wrong. I was pretty much abused sexually by my stepfather from 7 to 15 years old, physically abused by my mother, and these were almost everyday occurrences, as well as emotional abuse. And when they took us away from my parents, then there became the big case, the big profile case called the Case from Hell, that lasted for about 5 years. Then I got lost in the system somehow. I just went to you know, a couple of hospitalizations. I went through foster homes. I had a, you know, I felt that I had a very low self-esteem. I didn't think much of very good of myself. I pretty much blamed myself for everything. It wasn't what had been done wrong to me, but how I had wronged my parents, breaking up the family and things like that. But I wasn't really dealing with, you know, my demons at the time. And I would deal with my depressions by having, you know, unhealthy coping mechanisms like self-medication, turning to any drug that could possibly get me out of my mind so that I may not be feeling the bad feeling that I'm feeling or how uncomfortable I'm feeling. And, but the one thing that has always been constant in me is having God in my life and having my faith. And somehow, no matter what I've been through all the things that I've been through, the foster homes, the rapes, the custody battles, the time that my daughter almost got killed, I've gone through all these instances, but it's never been something that I haven't been able to handle. It's never been too much because I've always had God with me. And I came to the realization that God really does not give us anything that we cannot handle, that he's always with us. And for some reason, he gave me the grace of strength and to continue and to move forward and to fight no matter what, to see the goodness in things, not to give up hope, to look at the bright side of things instead of the dark side of things. Live on the sunshine side, sunshiny side of the day, not the gloomy side. You know, find the best in people, not focus on their shortcomings or what they may not be perfect in, because nobody's perfect. Only God is, and we're all human.
We're talking with Amy Cabo. This is The Cure, her show. And if you want to have more information about her life, her book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, you can access godisthecure.com right there. You can find out more about her life, her testimony, and the way you can, you know, get her book either online on Amazon or maybe a Books and Books here in Coral Gables. Or you just find the information right there on her website, godisthecure.com.
We will be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Love is the Answer, God is the Cure reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthenswer.com or buying her book on amazon.com.
And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Welcome back to the show. For those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm host Amy Cabo with my co-host for the day, Gilbert.
Thank you, Amy. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I know you have very important issues to discuss today about depression. I know it's a great opportunity, and you know, it's Friday afternoon, it's past 2 o'clock, and I know our listeners are right there listening to your show because they know you have a lot to say, you know, to them.
Wonderful. I love the opportunity of being there for others, as I believe that is a very important purpose in life, that we're there for one another. And that's one of the reasons why, being that I'm a private person, I actually wrote the story of my life, the memoir, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, which was my book, that also led me also to believe that I can somehow reach others and let others know they're not alone. And there is, you know, hope in everything in life, that God is always there for you and he loves us. And if we pray and we keep the faith, there's nothing that we cannot handle, and everything that we can pass, that will always pass. But today we're talking about the illness that affects millions of people across the United States. Even 30% of Americans globally are impacted by depression. And we will be opening up the lines so we can take questions and give you the opportunity to share your personal stories if you'd like.
Our calling number is 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. Don't forget, you can listen to The Cure every Friday at 2 p.m. on 880 The Biz. But right now, if you want to share with Amy, you can call 305-541-2350. Again, 305-541-2350. Talk to her. Share with her your testimony. Share maybe a special event or any depression issue that you have been facing in your life. And she's here to help you today. That's the reason of her show, The Cure. She's here to help you. 305-541-2350.
Yes, before the break, we were talking about depression and how can it adversely affect you mentally and physically. I also shared a little bit about my story and how I worked to overcome depression myself. I hate to say I'm so grateful for such a supportive husband and for a loving God that has truly and unconditionally loved me through years of struggles. They have really always been there for me. I've been very, very blessed to have such a loving family and to have seen God's love being proved to me in many different ways by the love that I have received by others.
Amy, I know that a solid support system is incredibly important. How does that work? How has it worked in your life?
Well, Gilbert, for a long time, when I was 15 years old and I was separated and I lost everything that I knew that was possible in my life, the people who were supposed to protect me, who were supposed to love me, the family, the only family that I knew, and I found myself alone in the world, going from one psychiatric hospital to another. Wow. Which they didn't last long, but then there was the foster homes until I was able to run away and end up with somebody who would end up beating me, and I'd be in a domestic relationship, domestic violence relationship. And, you know, I was very alone. I had left the domestic violence relationship when I was 18 and I had my daughter, and I was very alone. And I think that one of the most difficult things I've ever had to struggle with is having lost everything, everything you've ever known and everything you ever loved, and then be always threatened of losing the only thing that you have left. And my daughter had become my world. It was my reason for living. It was my reason for continuing the fight. It was my reason for doing everything right. It was my reason for showing a good example. It was my reason for trying to put forth a better road so that she can succeed, so she could have a better life than me.
So in the midst of those struggles, your daughter became like the reason, the hope somehow, so that you could, you know, struggle and you could fight and you could go ahead in life, because you knew that she was so important to you that you didn't want to stay there. And even though depression could knock at the door, you were ready to go ahead and fight the good battle of faith and trust God and do what you had to do, because you knew you had to fight for somebody and you had to provide with for that somebody, right?
Well, that's what helped me with a lot of depression, is the unconditional that mothers have for their children, is that they put their child first, no matter what. Of course, when I was in the domestic violence relationship, I had such a low self-esteem and I felt like such a bad person that I felt the beatings I received, I deserved. And I didn't see it as a big deal until I realized that I could lose a pregnancy because of it, as I did to the pregnancy before that. And my motherly instinct took over. And you go through all these things in life and you're completely alone. But I ended up as a single mother on my own, fighting custody battles, having no family whatsoever. And who's the only person that I had in my life besides the friends that God was nice enough to place in my way that were a great emotional support system? But really, who was there to take care of me? Who was there to be there supportive for me? And all I really had was God and the Virgin Mary. I told them they were my parents, and I would have to go to them for advice. I asked that the Holy Spirit give me wisdom.
And strength. That's,
and prayer. Through right. Prayer, I received strength, because as I prayed, I felt closer to God. And I had the strength to even, you know, tell myself no when it came to self-medicating or bad behaviors, and do the right thing. and live a life that would make me proud of myself and proud of the person that I am.
Mal, you mentioned something very important. First, you mentioned your daughter as a way, you know, doing what you had to do to go ahead in life. But you mentioned also prayer, how prayer helped you along the way, you know, to go ahead and do not give up and do what you had to do. But knowing that there was a higher, you know, power helping you in the midst of those situations. And that higher power was God, you know, and the Holy Spirit. And you were able to, you know, go ahead because there was a strength in you that would come, you know, from God Almighty helping you to go ahead, right?
You know, it really doesn't matter how bad you feel or how gloomy you're feeling. It really doesn't matter. And if you're feeling like a terrible person or you're a bad person, if you're persistent and you continue praying every single day, eventually God has to listen. He's not going to ignore somebody who relentlessly prays, right? At least I would hope not. But that's what I believe. Yes, I believe that eventually, if you continue praying every day, regardless of how negative you might look at things, that eventually you will start to feel better. Eventually your behaviors will be better. Eventually you won't feel so bad about yourself. Eventually you will learn to love yourself again.
So God somehow helped you forgive, you know. He helped you get out of the drugs and you know, and go ahead and do not, you know, think that there was just the end of the world, but you knew a reason to go and do what you had to do. So prayer was also important because you knew that in prayer you would find a solution, right, to what was happening. And that's how you have come this far now, and you have become an advisor because you have gone through everything in life. And what you have gone through is, you know, what has brought you to today. And the strength you have today is because you went through all these things, and that's how you can help people.
Well, I believe that because prayer brought me closer to God, it has given me some tools to go by. Like, I understand that transparency, you know, that the truth does set you free. Mm-hmm. And not only was I able to change my behaviors because I felt closer to God by praying, but it also gave me the idea while I was praying one of my rosary videos on Facebook that it gave me the idea to write the book. And that's when I realized, you know, I need to share my story. I can tell you that nobody, none of my friends knew what I had been through, only my husband. So, I needed to have God in my life. And that was the source of my strength, definitely.
We're listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo right now. If you just tuned in and you want to know more about her life, her testimony, you can access GodIsTheCure.com. That's her website. You can find the information you need about her. You can find also the book she's written. The book is named God is the Answer.
Love is the answer.
God is the cure. You can find all the testimony there, and you can, you know, access and see the information because you might, you know, need to read this book. If you're going through a bad situation, a dramatic event in your life, if you're fighting with depression and you think it's time to do something, I tell you, it's time to look for the help of God. And Amy, through her book, can help you a lot because she went through everything, and now is the time for her to share with you that story of victory and success, that story of hope that can help you, you know, go, you know, and do what you have to do in order to be free.
You know, you could go through anything in life, go through a lot of bad circumstances and have depression. But the most important thing to keep in mind is that you need to turn to God. Nothing else is going to help you. There's no miracle medication. No miracle cure, no miracle therapy, not ketamine infusions, not TMS, not all the medications that they've tried in the past or that they're going to try in the future. The only thing that could actually really be save you and be there for you, that's why I titled my book, God is the Cure, is God. And for me, love was the answer because that was the answer for who I am today. The people that I've loved and the people that have loved me have shaped me into who I am today.
Amy, last year I had a cardiac arrest. I passed out and I ended up, you know, alive the following day. And the doctor told me, you're resurrected, you know? And I was happy because I was alive. But after that dramatic event, I started to feel panic attacks and depression and so many things that affected me. And I remember at the beginning, I started taking medication, you know, and I had like a very strong treatment for the first few months. But, you know, when I started taking medication, I started to feel even worse. And there was a period where I had so much depression in my life that I had to turn to God and say, God, help me, because I had never taken medication before. I'm going through such a bad situation. What can I do to, you know, to get rid of this and go ahead in life? And I have to thank God because, you know, after around 7 months, 8 months, I started to get rid of those medications and I started to trust God. I said, God, please help me, because I got even worse. You know, there were nights I went to the emergency room 2 times during that period, because when I took the medication, I even felt worse. So, but I thank God because, you know, through his love, I found the cure, because, you know, I stopped taking the medication. It was hard, but then I trusted him, and little by little, I realized that I didn't need the medication anymore. And that was, you know, but it was a terrible period of depression after a cardiac arrest. So I know there might be people outside there who have gone through, you know, situations like that, and they have, you know, suffered depression, and they don't know that God is the cure.
Yes, because I've struggled with depression for so much, I felt like a guinea pig for medications. I had grown resistant to medications, and my psychiatrist had tried every medication there was under the sun, even the very strong medication, lithium. That was crazy when I took it. That was almost terrible medication I felt I could take. That didn't last very long. But it just felt like you get a little discouraged, like maybe there is no hope. You know, your medication might not be enough. The ketamine infusions, they're only so often. That might not be enough. The TMS, that might not be enough. But you know what is enough? God is always enough. He's always there for you. And he does provide. Where one door closes, another one opens. And for those who are just tuning in, I just want to let you know that this is The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with co-host Gilbert. Today we're talking about the illness that affects millions of people called depression.
And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Hi, welcome back to the show. For those who are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with special co-host today, Gilbert.
Hi, Amy. How are you? Are you having a good time today on your show? You always having a good time on your show. I know. I love the music you bring. Yeah.
I like to say I make the best of everything. It doesn't matter what situation I'm in, I always find a way to have fun.
That's great.
So today we're talking about an illness that affects millions of people, 30% of Americans, as well as their family and friends. And our lines are open to give people the opportunity to ask questions or share their personal story. You can call us at this number, 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. Before the break, we talked about depression, what depression really is, and how it adversely affects you mentally and physically.
It was surprising to me, Amy, to see how depression can take a toll on our minds and our bodies.
Yes, very true, Gilbert. I also shared a bit about my story and how I have worked to overcome depression myself.
Amy, your story is truly inspirational. Don't forget, your phone lines are now open for callers. The number is 305-541-2350. 305-541-2350. We're here with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
We are seeing some calls come. However, I would like to take time to answer some of the questions we've gotten from social media. Gilbert?
I have a question here. Erin from Richmond asks, how can you tell when your sadness is actually depression versus when you are just sad?
Well, this is a very good question. Losing a loved one or getting fired from a job or going through a divorce and other difficult situations can lead a person to feel sad. This is called situational depression. You can feel lonely and scared, and these are normal feelings that happen while this situation is taking place. Now, when you feel very tired or sad, or your appetite has changed and your sleep pattern has changed, and you lose interest in things that you used to love, or your relationships are failing because you're angry all the time or you're upset, and this has happened now for a prolonged period of time, let's say 2 or 3 weeks, it can get bad enough to where you don't even want to get out of bed. So definitely you can tell the difference between a situational depression and a depression that a person cannot take care of themselves, that's not going to resolve in themselves, and the person should try and get professional help.
Now, we have another question here from social media. This one is Renee from Kentucky. Renee says, Amy, your story is truly inspirational. I appreciate your willingness to share your story so that you can help others. My question is how impacting positively or negatively has been your, or has your family been?
Well, believe it or not, I come from a family of 9 children, and both my parents are doctors. So we did grow up being educated in many things. And one of the things you have to understand, my mother wasn't always an abusive mother. I remember when I was very young, my mother used to sing to us. And she had a very beautiful voice, and I remember that. But she would also take us to church, and she would talk to us about God, and she would talk to us in Christmas time, the importance of what we're celebrating. She would also read from the Bible. In fact, she would tell us that God would tell her things in the Bible, and that's how she discovered things, which is another thing that I go more into detail in my book. But that's one thing that I do have to thank my mother for. You know, she introduced me to God.
She planted a seed in your heart.
Yes, and I learned to turn to him. In fact, when I was 7 years old, before I remember anything bad ever happening, I remember having a dream that there was this very monstrous bull coming at me with large horns and fumes coming out of its nostrils. And it was very scary looking. And I was in an empty, large field. I had nowhere to hide, nowhere to go, except for a small little fragile wooden doghouse behind me. I knew that if I took cover in this fragile wooden doghouse, I knew that it would be shattered into pieces. So I remember my mother telling me that if I had faith and I pray, God will save me. God will be there for me. So with a lot of faith, as scary and vivid as that dream was, I got down on my knees and started praying and said, God, please help me. And as the bull approached me, the bull laid down and went to sleep. And from the heavens above came Jesus with his hands stretched out open, his palms facing me, and he was dressed in a white robe. He kind of looked beautiful, like the Jesus that we see in paintings, beautiful like that. And as he was going down from the heavens, there was an army of angels singing the most beautiful hymn or chorus, some heavenly sound, something like, something like that. And when Jesus's feet touched the ground, a bunch of little kids showed up around me, and they all went to him and hugged him. And all the kids were happy and laughing. And I said, Jesus, how about me? And he said, come to me, my child. And that dream was very significant for me, because it was almost as if God was warning me, there is going to be trouble in your life, and you will go through a lot from now on. But know that you can always come to me, and I will always rescue you.
That's why he says, in the world you will have afflictions, but, you know, cheer, have cheer, because I have overcome the world. you know, and now that you're sharing, you know, your dream and everything, and you saw him coming down and almost, you know, like open arms, like saying, I'm here for you. That's exactly, you know, the message of that dream. Somehow you will face struggles, you will face many things in life, but trust me, because I will be there for you, right?
And that's a very important thing that you mentioned, Gilbert, trust. You have to learn to trust God. Sometimes we want things to turn out a certain way, and it doesn't turn out that way. And we're tempted to lose faith because it didn't. We believe, oh, God didn't answer our prayer. No, God is doing something even better, something that should be done. I believe everything that happens is what's meant to be happened.
No,
because it's according to God's will. Although we have to learn to trust his will. Trust what is going to happen. Just take the ride. Sit, wait, watch, and see what happens. Because all we can do is do our part, what we're capable, to make this world a better place and leave what's beyond our control up to God.
You talk about will, or God's will, and also his sovereign. So there are things that happen in your life you never expected, but they're going to happen somehow. But there's a reason for that, and there's a purpose for that. When we understand that there's a process behind that specific event, and we know that God is with us along the way, we can have the faith and the trust, knowing that in the midst of that difficult situation, he's with us. Not only he knows about the particular situation you're going through, he knew about it, and he knows the outcome. So when he knows everything, you have to trust him, because he knows, or you know, that he's going to take you to the right place and he's going to take you to the right destination.
But when will you know it? When will you know that he's going to take you to the right place or the right destination? That's when you've done all the right things and you've done all the right behaviors. You don't let the anger of depression bring you down, or the negative feelings of depression bring you down. You ignore them. You think of something positive. If you do lose your temper, it's okay. You're human. Learn to forgive yourself. Don't hate yourself for it. Try to constantly be a better person than you were yesterday. When you're doing the right thing and you're walking the right path and you're taking the narrow road, and maybe you're doing it the harder way, but you're doing it the right way, you know that God's going to be right there with you.
And, you know, sometimes it's difficult because there is a constant struggle in our minds, right? And sometimes I've heard people saying that our mind sometimes is our worst enemy, because, you know, thoughts keep coming to our mind trying to, you know, to get you out of the way. But you have to work hard and know that you have to make all these thoughts, you know, make them obey the will of God somehow. And the struggle is right there.
Yeah. And even if you find yourself stuck where you just can't find a way to think positive and you can't find a way to forgive yourself because you're stuck in hating yourself, then at least give yourself the break of knowing that God is with you and pray a little bit. Know that God will be there for you and just know that it will pass. There's, even if you're feeling awful and you're thinking, you know, all this sounds great, it's easily said than done. Know that it will pass.
We're talking to Amy Cabo. This is A Cure. This is her show. If you want to know more information about her life, her testimony, or the book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, you can access the website, godisthecure.com. Right there, you can read about her life, her testimony. You can even get the book, you know, from there. And you can, you know, also find the information to get the book on Amazon or Books and Books here in Coral Gables. This is a time where this is a celebration, you know, that it's coming, and it's a great gift for somebody who's going through a difficult time. Remember that a book with a great message like Love is the Answer, God is the Cure can change the life of somebody who's going through a difficult situation in life. The same way, you know, that Amy went through all this dramatic events, now she has understood that by, you know, sharing her testimony, she will be able to help others. So you can access there, get her book on Amazon, and you can share with somebody. You can give, you know, this book as a gift, you know, in this special occasion or for holidays, And I know the book is going to be very helpful for many people.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Hi, welcome back to the show. For those who are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, joined by my special co-host, Gilbert. And we were talking about depression, different things that you can do to help yourself, and how depression is, to give you a description of what depression is like. I even shared some things about my story and my personal experiences. I also wanted to introduce to you some of the risk factors that are, you know, that depression triggers as well. You know, there's different risk factors like genetics. This could be, you could have a history of depression in your family and it's passed down. All you need is a predisposition, and something may happen in your life, something bad or something tragic, and then all of a sudden you start going through depression, you know, situation of depression such as a death or a loss or a conflict. You could also get depression from abuse, or physical abuse or sexual abuse or emotional abuse can bring it on as well. As well as life events, even good things like graduating or moving or things like that can get you depressed, you know, because people sometimes have a hard time dealing with change, and it could be an adjustment period for people. It, you know, things such as like a new job, loss of employment, marriage, divorce, retirement, or having a baby, all those things can also contribute to depression. And, you know, the things that you would have to deal with that also pairs with depression, that come along with having depression, you're going to have sleep problems. You can have chronic pain. For example, the kind of depression that I went through before I wrote my book and took God seriously and started praying every day like I do today was I had a lot of anger and a lot of negative behaviors. I turned to the wrong things. I did the wrong things, and I wasn't proud of myself. The depression that I had after I turned to God and prayed every day and wrote my book, it was just symptoms that I never felt before, because all of a sudden I started to deal with my problem and my problems actually that I had kept hidden for a long, long time just because I was too busy dealing with life otherwise. Like I got stomach pains, really strong stomach pains in the morning. And, you know, these things, so you can get chronic pain from depression. Another thing that you can get is anxiety. And believe it or not, you can get HDSD as well. There is many medications available for depression, and you'd have to talk to your doctor to see what's the best medication that you can take. Just try to stay away from substance abuse, because people who are depressed often feel that the answer is in the temporary fix that they look for, of being numb or being happy, but it's all false and it's only temporary. So try to stay away from substance abuse, because that only adds to the depression and it's an added problem. Look for support systems. Believe it or not, there is people in our lives that care. God will place people in our lives, even a friend that you meet, or he will find a way to help you throughout your depression. And like I said, there is no one thing that can help you completely, but you can learn to manage it better. You have no control over the, results of the things that you've been through and what you have to deal with, but you do have control of how you can react to it. Things are only as difficult as you believe they may be. And you can really overcome anything as long as you believe in God and you believe that He loves you. You can put your mind to anything. And if you wouldn't even believe the things that I've achieved in life. I wouldn't even believe it. I didn't think it was possible. So there is a God, and He truly does love us. And depression is just one of those things that try to get in the way. But life is a learning lesson, and depression is just something that makes us just a bit stronger, a bit more understanding, a bit more compassionate.
All topics discussed on The Cure are for informational purposes only and in no way is intended to substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard during this broadcast. In case of emergency, call 911 immediately.
You know, also, depression occurs more often in women than men. Did you know that, Hilbert?
No, I didn't know.
The way that depression manifests are often different between men and women, because men experience depression more like a tiredness or an irritability and anger, where, you know, and more reckless behaviors like drugs and alcohol, and they have a tendency to avoid treatment. Where women, on the other hand, they realize that they have a depression and it manifests into feelings of sadness, worthlessness, and guilt. And they may feel like they're a lesser person, and they might put themselves in situations that are dangerous. I had one of the reviews from my book. They had reviewed my book, and this person that was reviewing it, he said, it's a little frustrating how the author put herself in situations that were dangerous, that, you know, these things were able to happen. You know, the reviewer also said, but I wouldn't know what it's like to go through what she went through. I'm sure that this also manifested in a lot of feelings of worthlessness and low self-esteem. And that's where you can make the bad decisions.
No, and it's very important, because when you feel down, you feel depressed, and you have anxiety, it's difficult for you to live, you know, a healthy life. And that affects not only you, but also the people around you. If you're in your workplace or you're at home, that, you know, you're more likely to affect other people's life. That's why we have to, you know, fight and do what we have to do in order to get rid of that, because, you know, it's very important to be healthy.
I say use your resources wisely. You know, if I'm feeling a little bad, I grab my little puppy and I start playing with her. I grab my little dog, or I bring my kids in the room. I call my kids over and I play with them something, or I do something with them. So I use my resources wisely. You know, God does put a lot of nice, good, wonderful blessings in our life. And because of that, you know, we are able to get by. That's how God helps us in His little ways. And whether we realize or not, we're all very blessed in many ways.
We're very happy to share with Amy Cabo on The Cure. This is her show on 880 The Biz. It's 2:52 in the afternoon. It's a Friday afternoon. I know many people are on the way home, maybe. They are already done for the week. But right here, you can listen to The Cure every Friday at 2 o'clock and share your story with Amy. She's sharing her story with you. She knows that her story can impact your life, but she also wants to hear from you. She also wants to hear about you, what you have gone through, what you're going through, because what she has written in her book is her honest testimony. She wants to share it with you, and she wants to share a wonderful and powerful advice to help you and, you know, go ahead in life.
Thank you, Gilbert. I know that if we do believe in transparency and we do believe the truth or set us free, then we can be there for one another and we will realize that we're not alone.
This is The Cure with Amy Cabo, and love is the answer. God is the cure. See you next Friday.
The Cure with Amy Cabo was brought to you by IMIC Research, 786-310-7477 or www.godisthecure.com. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Cabo right here on 880 The Biz.